The heart of every organization is its people. We're taking action to take care of them, to develop a world-class team, now and into the future. This is Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie.
Welcome to Empowering Excellence, a monthly conversation about the programs and people that are working to empower a culture of excellence at NAVWAR. Coming to you from NAVWAR headquarters located at the Old Town Complex in San Diego, California, I'm your host, Art Sterrett, Director of Corporate Operations. Joining me is my co-host, Francesca, the Director of Human Resources. Francesca, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Art. I'm excited to be here. Looking forward to what we have in store for today.
I'm excited as well. I've never done a podcast before, have you?
No, this is a first. So we're going to see how this goes.
I am equally as excited about it. And so why don't we jump into it?
Sounds great.
For NAVWAR to deliver on our mission, it depends on the ingenuity and the excellence of the NAVWAR workforce. And NAVWAR is focusing on excellence by ensuring the workforce is ready to meet today's challenges while also preparing for tomorrow's challenges.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I think one of the major takeaways on our human capital strategy and making sure that we're empowering a culture of excellence is to ensure that our workforce is agile. So the NAVWAR mission, in my opinion, is constantly changing and shifting. And so it's really incumbent on us, the NAVWAR workforce and leadership, to ensure that we give our workforce the tools and the skill sets that they need to be agile and adapt to the changing mission of NAVWAR and make sure that we get the fleet and the mission warfighter what they need.
Well said. Hey, we're lucky today on our first podcast. We're going to be joined by the NAVWAR Executive Director, Mr. John Pope. But before we bring John in, why don't you and I talk a little bit more about the human capital strategy? So, Francesca, as a senior HR leader, what is a human capital strategy anyway? It sounds a little bit like corporate jargon to me.
I think it can definitely be just a buzz phrase, a human capital strategy. But I think one of the great things that we do at NAVWAR is we actually put some muscle behind it. So I would say a quick summary of what the human capital strategy is for NAVWAR is a commitment to taking care of our greatest asset, and that being our people. So putting our people at the forefront of everything that we do at NAVWAR to make sure that, again, they have the tools necessary to complete the mission of NAVWAR.
So how does our human capital strategy empower a culture of excellence?
I think the way that we do that is empower a culture of excellence is making sure that our employees feel and see through our actions, our policies, our business rules, that they see that we care about them, not only as a NAVWAR employee, but as a person, that we're dedicated to doing what we can to give them that healthy work-life balance that I think everybody is after. I think we have a lot of great people working here, and I'll be honest, I think that we have one of the most important missions within the Department of Navy. If you take a step back, that's a lot to think of to have on the shoulders of a NAVWAR employee. And so I think we recognize that and we make sure that we dedicate our actions to ensuring that we're fostering a world-class workforce and making sure that we are continuing to cultivate a high-performing employee, so that we can in turn get a high-performing organization. And I think the foundation for that is making sure that our workforce understands the mission of NAVWAR and how they fit into that equation. You know, as an HR specialist, how do they fit into that equation? As a program manager for a PEO, how do they support the NAVWAR mission? I think our human capital strategy is, I don't think the title does it justice because it's such a large portfolio of initiatives and things that we, the leadership, get behind to ensure that our people have, again, what they need to execute the good work of NAVWAR.
Let's get into some specifics about the human capital strategy. What is it specifically focused on?
Specifically, there are two focus areas. We have engaging and developing the workforce. Engagement is all about making sure that we're inspiring and fostering dedication to Navy and the NAVWAR mission. It's about ensuring that the policies and programs that give employees the flexibility and work-life balance that, that they have told us that they need and they want in order to be the best employee for NavWar. You know, going to engagement, an engaged employee means that somebody is going to be passionate and committed to the work that they do to support NavWar. And I think as an employer, that's what you want. You want an engaged employee who cares and is passionate about the work that they turn in every day. I think the other piece about developing our workforce is fostering that continuous learning mindset for employees to let them know that we acknowledge and we fully support their continuous learning to make them a better employee than they were yesterday. And making sure that they understand that we want them to continue to learn and build on their skill set, their expertise, again, so that we can do right by the mission of NavWar.
Awesome. Yeah, and so the second focus area of our human capital strategy is looking to the future and how do we recruit, hire, and retain the workforce to meet those future challenges. And so we have initiatives in each of these areas within the human capital strategy, both from a recruiting perspective, from a hiring perspective, to not only increase the speed at which we're able to bring people on board, but also balance that with the quality to make sure we're getting the employees with the skill sets that we need going forward. And probably, in my opinion, the most important thing that we're doing here is to retain the employees that we have today. You know, it's really a competition for talent out there, and so we need to hang on to the skilled employees that we have today.
Definitely. I think retention, especially for the line of work that we have, it's so specialized and requires, in my opinion, a highly skilled individual to complete the work. Retention is definitely at the forefront of our human capital strategy plan.
We've been working on this for a couple of years now. Who's leading the charge here for the human capital strategy?
So our champion for the human capital strategy plan is both yourself and Amy Wiseman, but I am the lead for the human capital strategy. And actually, I spoke a little bit earlier about how large this effort is. Those are the champions and the lead, but there is a whole team of people, and it doesn't just reside in the human resources function. I mean, there's Total Force involved, there's Echelon 3s, there's program executive offices. It really is a one NavWar across the entire span of NavWar organizations, human capital strategy plan. It's not just a NavWar headquarters human capital strategy. And so I think that's also something where I say it could be a coin term, it could be corporate jargon, but here at NavWar, I think we do a really good job of, again, dedicating time, resources, and people to ensuring that we have some muscle behind our human capital strategy.
I think you said it really well at the beginning. It's all about putting the people first.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So, Frankie, as a senior HR leader, how would you compare this effort to those at other places you've worked?
I've worked in Department of Navy HR for, gosh, going over 15 years now. It wasn't until I got to NavWar that I really got to see with my own eyes the dedication to putting its people first and actually having some tangible initiatives and efforts underway that go back to, like you said, taking care of our people. I think that a human capital strategy is necessary in any organization that you go to if you want your organization to be successful. But I think in other places I've worked, they've always had one, but in terms of what was really done under that umbrella of that project, I'm kind of hard pressed to think of like, oh yeah, we did that there. But here, I mean, there's a list of things that we've already done, and we've received feedback from the workforce saying that they enjoy and they appreciate specifically the type of training that they get here. Our engagement and development of the NavWar workforce is unsurpassed. I've worked at a lot of different places, and it wasn't until I came to NavWar that I really got to see that this is what an organizational development and training program should look like for the Department of Navy employee, specifically NavWar. There's an abundance of training opportunities here that I, just as a Navy employee myself, was never made available to me at other places. So I would say that NavWar, we actually do have a human capital strategy plan, and our leadership is committed to ensuring that all of the work that we do, again, is centered on taking care of our greatest asset, our people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, in my position, I get to do a lot of crosstalk and benchmarking with other Navy commands and BSOs. And when I look at the human capital strategy that we have here at NAVWAR and compare it to what others are doing, I would say we're really leaning forward. And, you know, from whether you're looking at how we're doing local remote work or our hybrid workplace or the work that we've done on Udemy, it's just fantastic. And I think NAVWAR really puts its money where its mouth is when it comes to taking care of the engagement and development of our workforce.
Absolutely.
Okay, so to get a better feel for how we're incorporating our human capital strategy into the fabric of our culture here at NAVWAR, why don't we bring in the NAVWAR Executive Director, Mr. John Pope. John has had many years of experience at NAVWAR, working in a variety of leadership roles, and he knows a little something about culture at NAVWAR. John, thanks for joining us here today.
Great to be here.
I know you've got a busy schedule. We'll get right to it. Frankie and I have a couple questions for you. As the executive director and senior civilian leader at NAVWAR, how important is the NAVWAR human capital strategy?
And thanks, Art. It's critically important. And just to circle back, how much I've been a veteran of NAVWAR, the exact numbers is I got here in September of 98. So I've been a NAVWAR member for 24 years. My total time in service, you know, in uniform and out is 39 years. So 24 of my 39 years, when I got to NAVWAR, I knew this was a place where I wanted to help make a difference for our sailors and Marines. So in the human capital strategy, you know, with the competition for talent you mentioned earlier, you know, it's absolutely critical. And you think about, you know, how we recruit and retain our talent. It's something that, you know, our human capital strategy helps to make sure that it's not ad hoc. The NAVWAR family goes around the world. You know, we're in the Far East, we're in the Middle East, you know, we're in Europe, we're across the United States. You know, I want a strategy that helps all those supervisors and employees, know what are all the tools available for them for, as you said earlier, you know, recruit, retain, how do we onboard folks? How do we, make sure that their development is there? Very interested in how we make this human capital strategy a one NAVWAR solution. Also in here, that's kind of unique about us, and Frankie picked up on it, was, you know, our platform is every platform. Experts at procure and maintain aircraft and ships and submarines, we're on those platforms also. And then, you know, we're in that entire cyber platform. You know, Admiral Small lovingly calls us the Navy's Geek Squad. And we wear that with pride because in the information warfare domain, you know, we're the ones that the Navy turns to, the Marine Corps turns to say, you know, how do we solve this problem? How do we operate in this information warfare domain safely and effectively? And so I'm proud to be part of the NAVWAR Geek Squad.
I like that, the NAVWAR Geek Squad. I never thought I could say that I was part of that team, but now I can, so I'm excited. So, Mr. Pope, in the NAVWAR strategic vector, you talk a lot about building a culture of excellence, but can you share with us, like, what do you mean by that, a culture of excellence?
It's a phrase you hear over and over again, but it's really important to take it apart. You know, it's the tools that the workforce needs to succeed. You know, it's making sure the opportunities to develop and grow are available to the entire workforce, and they know that those opportunities are there. You know, it's making sure that our workforce understands, you know, that what engagement and passion for our mission means. We're sitting here in beautiful San Diego, and if I was up 40 feet, I could see, you know, both the aircraft carriers at North Island. I could look to the south and see our surface ships down at, you know, at the naval base. At Point Loma, I can see where the submarines are. Our workforce is an environment, and then just up the coast are our Marine Corps partners. You know, our passion for our mission, you know, in this environment is, you know, within about a 10-minute drive. If you wanted your workforce to see and feel where their efforts go to support the warfighter, it's right here. And there's no lack of complex challenges out there. So, you know, the information warfare domain is moving very quickly. So the ability for our workforce to see a problem and get after it and fix it and deploy the solution, it's never going to slow down. So how do we equip that workforce for that kind of a high-speed environment? And so you don't get that there with a static, uniform workforce that all has the same background. You get there with a workforce that is a mixture of new, young ideas, a diverse workforce that comes from all parts of the American experience that brings their insights into it, and so that you can really get after these problems with speed and with a team arrangement that's, to me, that's why I've been here 24 years. I've not seen it done better, and I'm more and more excited as I look at how we recruit and retrain our folks. Are we keeping that great talent here? So that's all part of it, tomorrow's mission. We don't know what it looks like, but we know that we're going to get after it, and we're going to go get the team to solve the problem.
That's fantastic, and that's a good lead into our next question. So over the last 2 years, the team that is leading the human capital strategy, they've delivered on a lot of initiatives. When I look at that list, sometimes it's awe-inspiring. So in your mind, which are the ones that stand out to you, John?
The different pillars of recruit, hire, retain. In that area, we absolutely use all the tools that are in the toolbox. What I'm really impressed with is when we needed more tools, we went and got them. So one of the things is this use of Yellow for digital recruiting. We absolutely use all the Department of Navy tools there, but when Yellow became an opportunity to kind of get out there and improve our hiring and get to a broader audience, it has been a bigger story to help us find that talent. And then our social media efforts. And when I go out there and look at your platform, both the Navy and NAVOR are really doing a lot to help the American public and folks who might be interested in working for us really see what we do, whether it's STEM, whether it's advanced research, whether it's out there on the platforms. I mean, again, if you want to go work on electronic warfare, information warfare, information superiority, doing that and seeing how a sailor uses that equipment on an aircraft carrier is super powerful. And so I think those are the kinds of things to help folks who are not only already working for us, but we're out to go looking to recruit. What does NAVOR do? And I think we've done a great job to help people see that. So that's a piece, sir, to me, on the sort of recruit, hire, retain.
Well, you mentioned about the information superiority and that there's, I think in my words, interpretation of what you said is that there's never a shortage of complex work. And the mission we have is very complex and it's ever-changing. How does the culture of an organization connect to accomplishing the actual mission?
In culture, organization with over 11,000 people, there could be a larger culture and a local culture. What we're trying to make sure is that, every one of those work units within the command understands, how they're connected to the mission and the passion that we absolutely needed to get there. So excellence is what we're after. It's the speed, it's the, it's the completeness, and it's the very understanding of what our sailors and Marines are doing with our equipment. So again, things like we've been doing with ship visits and getting out to sit and meet with a warfighter, things that we're doing with DevSecOps that brings the warfighter into our development loop faster. Those are kinds of things that help our workforce in the culture that says, there's an urgency to what the nation is after with our military, and here's NAVOR's mission to support that urgency.
I really like the way you connected the excellence of the workforce with the passion for the mission. We can never forget how connected it is to the support that we do to the fleet.
All right, Mr. Pope, last question. How can people learn more about these programs and policies and the Human Capital Strategy Plan for NAVOR?
My first thought is just ask. With our capabilities now, we're doing these quarterly all hands. Admiral Small and I love to do the Ask Me Anythings because it's a good opportunity. If we've missed a question the workforce has and you can't get an answer anywhere else, just ask us.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, John. Thanks for coming on and chatting today. Frankie and I really appreciate your leadership as we continue this journey and our quest for excellence.
Great to be here. Thanks.
And that wraps our first episode of Empowering Excellence. We hope you learn more about the human capital strategy and some of the programs that shape us. Join us for future monthly episodes that will take a deeper dive into many of these initiatives, share personal experiences from our employees, and introduce many of the other programs we are working on to empower a culture of excellence. Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie is a production of the NAVWAR Headquarters Public Affairs Office in association with NAVWAR Corporate Operations. Our podcast production team includes Ed Disco Buckleton, Kara McDermott, and Ramon Goh, our digital media specialist who produced today's show. Also, special thanks to Craig Madsen, who provided the voiceover for the show's intro. On behalf of Frankie and myself, I'm Art Sterrett. Have a great Navy Day.